Now to NewsHour shares, something that caught our eye that might be of interest to you too. For more than 60 years, British researchers have monitored changes in the world's atmosphere from a remote lab in Antarctica. Now, for the first time, the facility will close, at least temporarily, to protect the safety of its residents. The NewsHour's Julia Griffin explains.
At the bottom of our planet, on top of more than 400 feet of ice, sits a state-of-the-art research station called Halley 6.
It's an extraordinary place to be, sitting in this, what feels like a large ship on the ice, looking out across a vast expanse of essentially nothingness.
David Vaughan is director of science for British Antarctic Survey, which runs Halley 6.
The science that we do at Halley isn't just about exploring. It's actually about making measurements that really inform how we interact with our planet, about the risk of severe space weather storms that might knock out our satellite GPS systems. It's about looking at the emission of carbon dioxide and methane at the last place on Earth that see those emissions.
To do that, Halley 6 is a feat of engineering in one of the most extreme environments. Its 8 interlocking pods shield up to 70 researchers and support staff from freezing. Special hydraulic legs lift the pods as snow accumulates, and when the time comes, the pods can be towed on their ski-like feet.
The ice shelf itself moves, so if we're going to maintain the same geographical position, we have to be able to move across the ice.
Another reason they might want to move: should that ice shelf threaten to become an iceberg? This summer, yes, it's summer in the Southern Hemisphere, Halley 6 was already being towed 15 miles inland to avoid this decades-old chasm, when a new, nearly 30-mile-long crack opened suddenly on its other side.
The crack that you're seeing goes all the way down to the ocean. If you can look deep enough in there, you would see seawater. Really, it's the potential interaction between those two cracks and how then the ice shelf would respond as a whole that we actually find very unpredictable.
The agency has decided to vacate the station altogether before winter.
In the summer, we have the opportunity to remove people relatively rapidly from the station. But during the winter, when it's cold and dark and stormy for many months at a time, that's the point at which we would find it quite hard to get people out.
While other ice shelves in the Antarctic Peninsula have been impacted by climate change, Vaughan thinks this might be part of a natural cycle.
Maybe the ice shelf will go back to a new equilibrium in time. But at the moment, we just can't predict with any certainty how long that will take.
This marks the first time scientists will be removed from a Halley station. British Antarctic Survey hopes they will return next November. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Julia Griffin, slightly warmer in Arlington, Virginia.
Nice place to take a vacation.
Right, only slightly warmer.